Hey everyone, this is Meredith Eisenberg.
And this is Jasper Blake.
And today is a very special episode because this is when Sheila gets to meet her first guest expert. And we're super excited about that because Sheila has been working really hard. Why don't you catch everybody up, Jasper?
Absolutely. You know, Sheila's been going great guns. We talked to her really about concentrating on getting her first clients, and that we always tell people to go to the people they already know, and that could be friends or previous networks. Start there and get your first clients, and then that will give you not only your whole process about how you work with people, but it'll get you your first case studies and your first testimonials, and then you can sort of build from there. But that's the really foundational stuff. And Sheila's been doing marvelously. How many clients have you signed up already, Sheila?
Oh, dear. Gosh, five. I think it's in 3 months. I'm excited. Of course, I don't think it's enough, but it works right now.
Well, for starting from the beginning of your business, I think it's awesome. I think it takes people a long time to get their first one client. And the fact that you've just been chugging along and have been really consistent with the program has really, gotten good results for you. But now you're ready to amplify it.
And yes, I've got the system.
You need to get your message really clear.
Yeah.
And so it'll be easier to leverage rather than sort of thinking about what it is every single time you talk to someone and telling them something kind of different.
Uh-huh.
You're ready to actually have, this is who I am and this is how I'm showing up in the world and this is how I can amplify that message. And so Jasper and I thought, who better for you to talk to than the amazing Jenna Rodriguez, who's Brave Masters, and she's a Brave Master strategist that sort of starts out with brand, but it's much bigger than that. It's really who you are and how you show up in the world. And I've known Jenna for, it seems like forever, and I've 5, 6, 7 years, and I've been constantly impressed with sort of her intuitive sense of getting people on the right track with this, because there's so much static around who I am, what do I do? What do I do this week? Am I changing it next week? But if you get the foundation built very solidly, once you've had your clients and once you sort of have started on your business process, then that's the right time to really get ready to plant some really good seeds. So Jenna, take it away. We will just sit and watch and enjoy this conversation and then peek back in later at the end.
Awesome. Well, I love the audience. So this is great. I'm so excited to be here with you, Sheila, and of course with you guys. And so this conversation is something I'm pretty passionate about because I being an entrepreneur for 12 years have experienced firsthand, all of the challenges that, where you go through, I go through. It's like, it's just part of the business. So the brand conversation for me starts first with a clarity about the distinction I have between brand and branding. I think it just kind of sets the stage for what we're really working on. And so for me, brand is who we are. It's what we stand for. It's where we come from. And it's the essence of what we're bringing to the world. And branding is simply the process of expressing that, and expressing it effectively and appropriately. So visuals and all of that is secondary to really understanding exactly what you guys introduced us as, is this conversation around like, how do I articulate it? Who am I? How am I showing up? All of that. And so I just start with that distinction because I think there's some confusion out in the world about, or they use it interchangeably or whatever. So we're going to focus in on what I call the inner game of the brand and really understanding what game you're playing so that when you stand out there and start to amplify your efforts, that you're attracting who you want and the kind of not only clients, but also it's like you're really, it's very heart-centered at that point, because it is, it's who you are, it's what you're passionate about. So are you game? Are you ready?
I am ready. I'm ready. Yes. And your pre questions ahead of time really got me thinking. I'd never done that work before.
Awesome.
So I'm looking forward and very honored to be speaking with you, Jenna, and of course, yay, the dynamic duo, Jasper and Meredith.
Yeah, exactly. So awesome. And thank you for that. And thank you for just trusting the process. So the first thing, and I just want to talk to, and we'll just kind of go through kind of an interview process. First, I'd like to know, what is your vision of your business? Like, where are you really wanting to go with it?
Just to recap, started Podcast Matchmaker, basically matching up, lively entrepreneurs, coaches, visionary change makers is the word I use, mm-hmm, and get them out there big. I'm focusing primarily or only on podcast placement at the moment. I'm trying to get ahead of the eight ball here. Just a quick 2 second background. I spent 5 years doing telesummits, mm-hmm, telesummit style. Was a great fan of that, but now as technology has better our lives and just new way of doing things, I've jumped into the podcast realm, yeah, for a lot of reasons that I could go into later if you want to know, but that's my vision. I've got a 2-year vision, 5-year vision, or if that's good for now.
Yeah, no, that's great. And I love the niche. I love the, you know, it's kind of like you do, you know, you and based on your answers of the form that I sent you, it's just really great that you want to help change makers make bigger changes in the world, right? So podcasting, I'm a podcast host myself. I love being on podcasts, right? So it's new, it's fresh, it's something that people don't totally understand. You know, like, how do I do that or what have you? But at the same time, it's really powerful. It's a very powerful platform that, you know, you're speaking to. So great. So thank you for that. So when you think of, like, let's just set aside for a minute the, like, what you do, right? The podcasting matchmaker. That's the doing. And so we want to get to the being, right? Who does Sheila be? And so we want to get to the, not just the doing, right, and being very specific on how you help someone, but we want to get to the being of Sheila and kind of the, it's like the movement that you really want to make with this vehicle that you've chosen called Podcast Matchmaker. So if I were to ask you just kind of right off the cuff, what would you say if I said, what do you stand for in the world? What would you say?
Long story short, I realized this is what it really was. My driving force was I want to stand for people who are challenged of trying to make a living and having a life. Before it was even popular to combine work and life, et cetera, I strove for that and I knew it was possible. Yes, you could work really well, get great results for a company, plus go and have a life with your family, friends, doctor's appointments, the world, traveling, whatever at the same time.
Got it.
And I just see that for everyone. So that's my basis of the whole online podcast piece is that's the vehicle that you talked about, Jenna, the vehicle that I can help people do to be able to combine work and life if they can get their message out, helping more people and thus making a living.
Yeah, got it. I love that. And so why is it so important to you to have that and help people with there?
It's, gosh, ever since I was a young kid, but I don't have enough time to go back that far. Probably 8 years, what really significantly happened is my mother was diagnosed with cancer in 2010. And okay, I'm gonna spend time with her. I'm gonna talk with her. So I spent last 6 weeks basically of her life going every day to the hospital room. And she just argued, and Sheila, you can't be here. You have to go get a job. I had just gotten laid off from a corporate job. And you got to go get a job. I'm like, Mom, I don't care. You're the most important person to me. I want to be with you, talk with you, learn from you, learn about your life. Give me some information for how to carry on without you. Because she was like the matriarch of our family. It was very devastating when she left. However, so I'm like, there's got to be a way I can do this. So zip to the result is on one Saturday morning, I was sitting with her watching How Many as the World Turns and Flip or Flop at the time. Mom, I'm going to make money right now. You'll see. So give me about 3 hours. So I had my little Acer 6-inch computer, click, 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 you know, in the little chair. And she was watching TV and sleeping and all that sort of thing. And so I designed an organizing Saturday morning. I'm like, okay, cool. I'm going to have a 3-hour organizing virtual organizing day, because I had started doing some professional organizing here in town with some chamber members, and went around and coached entrepreneurs.
Right.
So I thought, hey, I can't get out. I'm going to do it in. So I got 20 people at $97 to come on Saturday, which was like 3 days from now. And they showed up, and we did, you know, an activity for 45 minutes. Then we did video and all this kind of stuff. So long story short is I made $2,000 in like 3 hours. And my mom even believed me. She's like, oh, Sheila, you might be onto something. So, hey, I can go live a life and make a living.
Yeah, I love that. I love that. And it, you just really used your resources, right? And tapped into your resources.
Thank you. That's what I'm really good at. I'm very creative, and when there's a will, there's a way, because my rent was due and it was like, yeah, okay, we'll make this happen.
Yeah. So, I can definitely see how, you know, that circumstance with your mom triggered this need, you know, the need, but I would actually like you to kind of back up closer to childhood. and if you're willing, and share with me what, why is this so important? You know, yes, it clearly served a purpose when mom was in the hospital, you know, but it's like when we stand for something, we typically stand for ourselves first. So what occurred, or like what really drove you to this conversation called We Can Have It All? We can have a life. We can have
My dad was a business owner. A small business owner, was responsible for a couple hundred people, but he was able to, probably because of his position, get home on time for dinner every night at 6, had that family gathering. We ate every night together. My mom was worked at home, stay-at-home mom. And then we all went out to our activities. So I'm wondering if that drive, that entrepreneurship, my grandfather also had started a business at 15 and, you know, seriously walked uphill with no shoes on both ways in the early mid-1900s, and so I'm just thinking maybe it all stemmed from that. It's just like I have this drive, obviously, because I've reinvented this, my whole online piece, for 8 years and morphing into different things, and people have stories to tell. I think it really comes down to the story, and I feel very passionate about people being able to get their gifts out non-traditionally, perhaps. That would probably be actually a really good word, non-traditional role. Being a business owner is non-traditional. They have the flexibility. All the people I work with, coaches, entrepreneurs, it's a non-traditional, non-society role, more so back then, in the 80s and 90s, probably it's more normal now to work virtual. But they have the choice. You know, I can stay up till midnight if I want, because I get my buzz then. But then you might, you know, want to get up at 6 or whatever. So I think that's a long way to answer, but I really think it's our internal drive, our non-traditional, what motivates us, our time clocks, our passion to help people.
Yeah. So no, this is great. This is all on purpose. The reason I'm asking all of this, so you're doing great. And you know, because what some of the words I heard was tell the story, reinvent. Right. Be willing to reinvent yourself. And I love the non-traditional conversation too, because entrepreneurship is kind of against the grain. Like, we're, what are we? Like the 2%, 2%ers, you know, of the world. Like, you know, everybody's conditioned at some level to like go get a job, you know, get a paycheck. Right. And so that's what I want to like foster here, is like there's bigger conversation. Why it's so important for you to like put this out in the world. And again, you've had many different vehicles, right, throughout your life, different jobs, different businesses, different iterations, things like that. But the brand stand is that there's always a common thread. Even when I was in corporate America, even if I was a freelance makeup artist at one time, even when I was a fashion designer, like all these iterations of my life and all the different chapters, there was this common thread that I stood for and still do. Mm-hmm. Right. And when we understand that, then we can put a new outfit on called Here's the Podcast Matchmaker. But Sheila has a stand in the world, right, and an impact to make. And when we know what that is, then we know why you care, right?
Yeah.
So your story is very powerful. Clearly, that kind of mass, you know, it's like that 180 when your mom was in the hospital is a very powerful story to tell and to share and let people get it, that you've been there, done that, and you understand the dilemma that we all, you know, kind of face if we're in a job and we have our mom in the hospital. Like, it doesn't work necessarily, right? Or at least it appears that way. Mm-hmm. And so tell me a little bit more, because I'm just, if you notice, I'm just digging
deeper. Yeah. Right?
And so tell me a little bit more about a time when you reinvented yourself.
Which time? I think I like what you said, and I resonated with the fact that it's the square peg round hole thing.
Mm-hmm.
I came out triangle. I just, you know, I'm seriously, ever since I was a kid, I did stuff different.
Yeah.
I asked questions. I drove my parents crazy. I thought of different things. I'm constantly thinking of books and movies, like out of people's stories that I interview. There's so many fascinating things. And so to piggyback on that, probably I was never a square peg in a square hole or whatever you say. It's like, I always was different. And maybe that is really where it stems from, is I was unique. And when you're little, that's not a good thing because people make fun of you. I was a little chubby. I'm like, okay, if I was only that size again from high school when everyone made fun of me, I would be great, you know? I was always different, but I had great ideas. And I don't know if it misunderstood this is hard to kind of put into words. I just always knew deep inside that I was meant to be doing something not perfectly normal like everybody. Because ever since I graduated from college, you get a job, you work hard, you stay there. And then every time I left or got bored or did something else, it was like, oh God, now what is she doing? You know, is she have ADD? Is she OCD? Is she this or she that? Or how about just I'm me? And I, you know, I can't sit in a cube and, you know, and yeah, I don't know. I don't even know if that is the answer really.
Good. Yeah, no, you're really good. And I mean, of course I'm seeing me and all of this.
All of us probably. Yeah.
My dad is like a computer programmer. He's like, go to college.
Yeah. Yeah.
I'm gonna shoot myself.
Yeah. And I keep going back to jobs because it does pay, it keeps the lights on. So I have a kind of a good gig going now, but yeah, you do need that. And so I always had two or three, you know, jobs at a time. I was a teacher. I have a teaching license. I tutor. I taught driver's ed. I wanted like a backup. I don't want to be relied on a company.
Right.
My life to tell me how I'm going to live. And so and even to this day, I do 2-3 things in case something falls through. And I want to help other people be able to live and make money, whether they're single, married, divorced, whatever, on their own, and have your whole personality and life changes when you have financial security.
Mm. Yeah, so when you said, I want to help people live and make money, what really pulls at your heart when you think about that?
Well, just people who can't work in an office. I mean, it's, you know, people, a lot of people say, I got fired from corporate America. You know, I don't fit in. So what pulls at my heart is just the struggles of, like, let's go through my couch to see if I have quarters in my couch so I can get to my part-time job. And yeah. I was 40 years old. I mean, I was raised very comfortably. I didn't need to be saving my quarters and pennies. So, and my college was paid for, and maybe that has probably a lot to do with it. But there's got to be a way for someone who's not normal to make a living and be themselves, and not to have people judge them, and there's something wrong with you. There's got to be a vehicle for people like us, like the 1 or 2% with the passion to do something bigger. There's got to be a vehicle for us to get out there and be able to. And I want to make $10 million in 5 years. You know, I want to be comfortable. I'm 55 years old. You know, I got to figure this rodeo out, you know. Yeah. And I'd like to be able to go to my nieces and nephews' weddings and basketball championship games when they're in the NBA or whatever.
Yeah, so, right.
Just have security, probably security, and knowing that I could actually get paid for what I'm good at.
Yes.
Value. Maybe it's a value thing. like everything I've done has been like to service a teacher, who know, everything is a service, and people don't put a value on that as much either. So why can't you just go get a job, you know, shuffling papers around?
Yeah. Got
you know? So, I don't know.
And that doesn't, it doesn't work. Like it doesn't fit to put a triangle in a cubicle.
No, even if it's at home working at court and people are calling me every second to ask me to report in and what did I do today? And it's, you know, I don't, we're just wired differently. It's just, we're not, it's the frustration of not being wired like everybody else.
You know, this is so great because what I'm hearing is, number one, I'm taking notes, but I'm capturing a lot of what your brand message is all about. And a couple of them are, it's like, don't be normal, be outrageous, right? It's like, I hear that you stand for people's unique gift and their ability to like live out loud and live outrageous and make a living at it.
Does that
fit?
That's why you're really, really good at what you do. I just got have tears in my eyes. Why is it so hard to figure out?
That's what I was waiting for. So feel it. Cause this is when I know I've landed. That's what you're standing on. And when you be you, when you be that and really open up to that and be vulnerable and transparent, that's what brand is about. For me, is transparency. It's about vulnerability. It's about I stand for people to be outrageous, be unique, and be able to make money at it, like, and monetize. You know, right?
Does that happen? Can I do that? And I have goosebumps, and I'm
yay. So do I, actually.
I thought I was just talking. This is better than any therapy session I've ever had.
Awesome. I'm glad we've landed. All right. We've landed the plane.
Yeah. We got it. We got her.
We got it. Guess what a stand is? A stand is something that we are a student of, and we will go to our deathbed continuing to stand for ourselves in the space. Be outrageous, right? For you.
It's
something you still get to work on. You still get to embody it. You still get to, you know, there's certainly opportunity to work on where the emotions come from. However, the fact that you're even emotional about it is why it's so important that you be that. Not just do it, but you be outrageous.
I am outrageous.
Yes. And be like, it's actually okay. Like, it's,
that's beautiful. No.
It's a beautiful thing.
Because everybody else knows it and likes me for it, that is participants and family, and they've kind of figured out my best prime friends.
Yes.
Interesting. Date people that I've dated. Yeah.
Yeah. And it's okay to like stand for other people to be outrageous with you.
Yep.
Because that's what you're saying. You're saying they're playing small. They're hiding out. They're hanging out in a job that doesn't value them. That right, all those things. Yeah, the reason you want game change makers in your world.
No,
because change makers are what?
Outlaw.
A little bit outrageous and some
not obnoxious. That's the word that I don't like. I think that's the word.
There's a negative connotation for you. Right.
And it's so true. Now that I think back of everything I just talked about, I feel that way about people, other people, is they need to live out loud and step out and embrace their uniqueness and get out there. And because people are looking for them.
Yeah. They're waiting. Right.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I just wanted to offer, cause I get the emotions when we land at what the core of who you are and what you're about. It's usually a journey that we're still on.
Yeah.
So you're still on this journey and you are ready to bring more people with you.
Yeah.
Because when you show up as your brand, you will attract the powerful, outrageous leaders that you want to support, no matter what your business vehicle is. Today we call it Podcast Matchmaker, which is amazing, right? And it may evolve into something even bigger and grander. But you are, this is your stand. And the articulation of that stand may shift and grow with you. Mm-hmm. You know, but I want to just offer that when you be you and you be your stand, then you're giving permission to others to do the same. Right?
That's powerful.
Yeah. And that's your brand stand. That's it. You know, you can put a whole different business on top of it. And that's probably what you've noticed. It's like, this is the thread that has always existed. Mm-hmm. And now your new vehicle is, or current vehicle is, podcast matchmakers. And what better way to help people get outrageous than to get them into the limelight of podcast world and visibility? Do you know, I get clients from my podcasts that I'm on or that I host frequently, because it's me putting myself out there, and I haven't always been willing to be that visible. And as soon as I said yes to myself, then it works.
And you're brave.
The podcast works.
And you're brave.
And my brave, right? My brave masters. Would you like to know what my stand is?
Yes.
Just so you can see why, how it all makes sense.
Yeah.
The articulation I use is that I stand for eradicating unrealized human potential. Right? It's pretty big shoes to fill.
Yeah. So
I'm still filling them over here.
Oh.
I still have to keep stepping in the shoes. But everything I do, all the brave, is about brave daily so that you step into your potential, right? Live out loud, right? This is great. Wow. So that's what you're doing. That's what you're about. That's why Changemakers is who you're after, is because you want to be, you know, you be outrageous so that they can be outrageous. Yep. And so when we get clear on who we are, then we start to attract more of it. And I can actually attest to this in 2013 when I figured out the it factor. I didn't call it that, but I was like, I'm tired of working with these people that don't get me. All right. So I made a list of everybody that, you know, I would want to work with. And and I had a 30% increase in my revenue within a quarter. So this is the beginning of you being like really stepping into your business, in my opinion. Right. So, okay. So just to continue.
Yeah.
So thank you. I'm glad you, number one, thanks for being open, you know, to it. So I stand for all people to live out loud and be outrageous would be your, like, put it in front of you. Like, that's you. Whether you are, let me just say this, whether you like articulate that, I don't plaster mine necessarily all over my website. That's not the point, because it's a being, it's a conversation. It's a, you know, when you are interviewed yourself, you know, it's kind of like, you know, look, I stand for this for people. Right? That it can be a dialogue. So just know that this is really about your clarity than anything else. Right? So moving in from that to the messaging, another distinction I have is that I believe there's a brand message that we have to share, a point of view, as well as a marketing message. And the difference being is brand message is literally what you believe and how you see it. Right? It's kind of like your POV, your point of view. Okay. And then your marketing message is how people hear you. So, and Meredith, I don't know if that's something you guys are working on with her specifically. I'll dive into it a little bit here. But it's the place, it's kind of like we have to have both. You want people to hear you and go, oh, I know what she does. I know what the services is. I know what pain point she solves, right? Marketing message. I call it mimic your market, right? So when you mimic what their pain points are and their words are, and so when you're listening to people explain their challenge, those are the words we want to use. And so I'll help you figure that out here in a minute. But then we also want to connect them to who we are. So I just heard some brand messages come out of your explanation right now, and you can maybe write these down if you wish, or I can provide them to you. But what I heard is be different.
Yep.
Tell your story out loud. Don't be normal, be outrageous. These can be your quotes, you know, your memes or whatever, right? your difference and your unique is your gift. Do you agree, or would you like to change any of that?
No, I can see that even being my tagline, that last one. I mean,
yeah, it's kind of like, you know, your story, your unique, you know, is the gift. Let's share it with the world.
Yeah, no, that's awesome. That's right on. Wow.
And that can be simplified and, you know, more succinct. But yes, this is, it's the essence of who you are and what you're all about. And, you know, so that it's not so generic, but it's Sheila, you know. And it's not to say that someone else may not say those words, but, you know, for me, I was standing on a stage and one of my points of view, like, came out of my mouth, and that's what's like kind of birthed the whole Brave conversation. I stood there and I said, you know, entrepreneurship's not the easy way, it's the brave way. And the moment I said that, I was like, there's a brand message if I've never heard of one. Right? Oh, and then it just went from there and ended up with a podcast, right? So it's this is just your expression of who you are. So give me a couple more, like, what do you believe about your industry or about helping change makers or whatever it is? What do you believe? And you can start with I believe, and then we'll drop those two words.
I believe that everyone who has it, that needs to get out a message, or has a calling to get out a message, or a gift to get out a message, should be able to do that.
So the process is the same. So you could continue. Like, I literally sat down one day and just wrote everything I can possibly think that I believe about business and entrepreneurship and life and all of that. And then here I have like 20 plus quotes, right? So that's the brand message. That's the, it's a combination of just what makes you you. And there will be a few that rise, kind of bubble to the top. I think one of your primary, you know, brand messages is don't be normal, be outrageous. Like, I feel like that would express you really well. And people that want to have permission to be outrageous will like step into your lane, right? And that's who Sheila is. And so that's who you want to help. And it's like, you've got to be louder than the noise. And in order to do that, you're providing a platform called podcasts. Well, be louder than the noise, right? That's another great one.
I know, I just read that down. Wow.
There you go. Yeah, sometimes they just show up. So here we are. So the other thing, so again, your exercise, you can literally just kind of explore that even further. And then the marketing message, share with me really quickly, what are some of the biggest challenges you hear people say? And do your best to pick verbatim, like, what are they actually saying?
They say, like, when I'm talking to them about my service, I don't know what to say on the interview. I mean, it's that simple. I don't know what to say in the interview. I have to practice. What do I say? Can I, I don't have my offer ready. They don't have time. They don't have time to do it. That's why they're talking to me. Yes. They don't know how to do it. They have no clue. They don't know anybody. They're like, I don't know how to do that.
Is it, I don't know how to get started also?
Well, I don't know how to get started. Huge. I don't know if that's the right medium for me. I know I'm supposed to. It's the big thing. I don't know how to get started. That's the basic one.
Yeah. So notice they're very, very simple phrases, but that is what they can hear because they're thinking it already. That's what I consider a strong marketing message. And it can be sprinkled through website, you know, through blog titles, through, you know, all kinds of marketing strategies that I would gather you guys are working on. And even in the websites or the sales pages or the, you know, maybe a Facebook post, it's like when you can speak their language and know what it's like, you know, your audience and you know what they're struggling with, then they can hear you and go, yeah, I just thought that this morning. and then they like want to listen more into what Sheila's all about. And then you are able to share not only your solution to their problem, but also your brand message, which is who you are. And that's kind of the marriage between the brand message and the marketing message, is we got to have both.
Yeah, I never knew. That always confused me, and I had no clue.
Yeah. So.
Which makes total sense.
It's all good. Yeah. 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 I've just found over the years a way to like kind of simplify it for people and myself even, is, you know, how do we create that distinction and know that we need both. We need both the brand message and we need the marketing message. Marketing message allows them to hear us, is what my statement is. Brand message allows them to connect.
Oh.
Right?
Very cool.
So you have like, I don't know, almost 10. I don't know what to say on the interview. I have to practice and I'm not ready. I don't have my offer ready. I am not ready to get out there. I don't have time. I don't know how to do it and I don't know how to get started. Those are very clear messages that they're thinking. And when you can speak to that, that's what's going to draw them in and, you know, at least welcome them through your doorway. And then you get to share with them how to solve it and very easily, quickly, you know, with painlessly, et cetera. And that's how you move into your money making.
Sure. Easy to say. Oh my God, Jenna, this is like crazy awesome.
Yay.
No, I'm so grateful and so relieved and empowered, and I feel like so like this is going to be just so it, which Spirit has been talking to me about it for like 6 years.
Taking this to sort of a practical level, what are the steps that Sheila can do on a practical level now to take that information away and put it into action?
Very good. So especially the marketing message, right? And one of the things that I do very intentionally, because I am very strategic and practical with all this, is that every single time I have a conversation with someone, I write down verbatim what they say. So that's one thing I want you, it's kind of, I call it putting on your radar, right? Right. So continue to do that. And you'll find that it's really not that many messages out there that people are struggling with, but you'll hear a couple variations and you can capture them, right? Because we start, you know, our brains naturally like to interpret what someone's saying. And then Sheila, the expert, right? Or Jenna, the expert or what have you, we interpret it then in our jargon. So then it's like, so we want to, you know, kind of manage that, right? So verbatim, so that's one thing. And so clearly, you know, when you are looking to like build out website or post or social media or put quotes together so that you can, you know, just start to create a conversation out there in the world, then now you have the brand messages that will help you. And again, do another exercise called What Else Do I Believe? Mm-hmm. Right? Just do a brain dump. And my biggest thing is take the I believe off the front, and then it becomes a very powerful point of view statement. Right? I believe entrepreneurship is not the easy way, it's a brave way. Well, I just dropped the I believe, and now it's my statement. It's that quote, you know, that people can capture. So brand message is something that'll continue to evolve. And as you think of things, make sure you write those down. And I, you know, and this is just talking brand message, but I think the important thing also in a practical way is it's not about looking for people to try to create, make them outrageous.
Mm-hmm.
It's like literally the more you be outrageous because it's okay for Sheila to be Sheila, you will start to attract people that are like, I just want some of Sheila. I don't know what it is, but I'm like that, but I don't know what to do, how to get myself out there. And you're like, sign me up, right? Because I've got a podcast matchmaking service that's going to get your message out and you can live out loud, right? So it's, you know, what we've talked about is very much an inner game process, right? Clearly, it's not something you go like right on, you know, you can certainly discuss the experience that you're having, because when people hear you and hear your story and hear what you're about, then they will be attracted and magnetized to that. And so the practical application of that is starting to, number one, articulate your brand messages and start to put those out there in your social media. You can go to my website and you can see I have like rotating quotes. Those are my brand messages. You know, if people come upon them, they'll see different things that I stand for, right? And I believe. And then if they resonate with that, that's what we want, is more resonating. And then the marketing message is extremely important for people to even come into your world. Like, why am I here? Like, what is it about your website? And so that's just something to continue to develop. I don't know how you play on social media, but one thing I recommend is always find a way to ask, like, what's your biggest challenge around, like, getting more visible or getting your message out? Because I do that in my Facebook group. In order for people to join, they have to answer that question. Mm-hmm. And I have an entire Evernote of market research.
Yes.
Right? So I know exactly what people are challenged with. And that's a practical way to continue to, like, you know, have the feedback so you know exactly how to speak to people. Congratulations, Sheila, and thank you for being
here. Oh, you guys, this is so great. I'm just, I think I explained it already, but this has been great and very grateful. And
and I want to thank Jenna for doing
this.
Oh my God. For helping Sheila get to a very much needed next step.
Yeah.
And Jenna, if people wanted to work with you, how would they go about starting that process?
Thank you. Thanks for asking that. I'm honored. I really have, I've known you for years, and I just really appreciate the opportunity to play with you this way. Clearly, you know, bravemasters.com, has, go to the contact page. There's all kinds of ways you can reach out to me. And if you're really wanting to explore a conversation one-on-one with me, there's even a, you know, invest in yourself button. That's like book a call, right? And it really is just an opportunity to not only look at your brand, but also, you know, just what's the bigger practical strategy for you to monetize your brand. And that's how you get in contact with me. It's the fastest way.
And then also in our escape plan kit, which all of you should be opted into by now.
Absolutely.
Jenna does have a gift for you in there. And what is that gift, Jenna?
The freebie, the free offer invitation I have for you is the 12 components of a $1 million brand. And you can get that at bravemasters.com/12components. And it's a download. It talks about the inner game and the outer game and the 12 components of that, so that you can start to develop these other components or these other areas of brand and branding and really, you know, step into the full picture. So, yeah.
So all you guys go check that out. Yep. You can either get it through Jenna's link or you can get it through our escape plan kit.